We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sal's joining us on the Western Hotline. Got any Bills questions? Now's a good time to bring him in, or thoughts you want to share on the football team. 803-0550 to join us, or 888-552-550. Sal's segment brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case outlet liquor. Good morning, Sal. How are you?
Excellent. Good morning. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I said to Jeremy, my weekend was outstanding because I actually had contact with neighbors, like in person, you know, like outside with the proper social distancing. I don't want anybody to get upset. But one of the guys was out washing his car. One of the other neighbors came over to say hi. And I thought, look, people, I went over and just we had a chat for about 5-10 minutes. It was very nice. And how was your weekend?
That's good. I understand that. Yeah, it was good. It was good. We took a ride down to I'd never walked the loop over at South Park over by Botanical Gardens. So we did that yesterday morning. That was nice. It's about like a mile and a half. And then later in the day, I thought it was going to rain, and then suddenly, and it did. But before that, it got nice and bright and sunny for about an hour, which was great to do some yard work, get outside, throw the ball with Max. And then suddenly it became a complete monsoon.
Yeah. It's Sal, yesterday walking around, if you were walking around that loop, are you near the golf course then? I mean, you know, you're being outside.
It was that nice. I thought it was closed. There were a couple of people that were playing golf, but I don't know if they're supposed to be playing or not. But, you know, they were over there. And it was in the morning. It was a little wet, Jeremy, but it was nice to be able to do that for sure.
You know what? Getting outside, like you mentioned, especially for the kids, too. Not for the adults, for sure. But obviously for the kids, too. Getting outside makes a big difference. Just to get out, get some fresh air, go for a walk. And play catch with your kid, walk the dog, whatever it does. I think it helps you maintain your mental well-being, you know, your well-being for your brain and stuff, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. It was good. So it was a good weekend. And, it was nice. Last night I did a little bit of, trying to take stock in the Bills free agency a little bit here to circle it back to football. And I created a handy dandy little chart for everybody. Mm-hmm. I posted it at WGR. I also put it on our Twitter and, kind of just shows you a breakdown very easily of each position, who's in and who's out with the Bills. And, you know, you look at the numbers, this is not counting the reserve future signings. Like, I don't have Kerry Vedvik on there. He was signed as a future reserve signing right at the end of the season. But if you really just talk about the free agents and you go back to when Josh Norman was signed into the free agent window, if you count Lorenzo Alexander, there's been 11 guys out and 10 guys in. But I'm counting the guys out if they haven't signed yet. It's obviously possible that a guy like Adrian Waddle could come back and that would put him in the in column. But as of right now, I have him in the out column because those guys have not been signed by the Bills or anybody else.
Specifically, when you look at the defense, now again, this is all on paper, of course. But when you look at the defense and you look at who's out and who has come in, are they better? Are they worse? Are they the same? How would you take all those pluses and minuses and factor them into what it will produce on the field?
It's a really good question. I've been kind of internally debating that as it is because, you know, I could think you could make an argument that they're better with Shaq Lawson than Mario Addison. I think you could make an argument that they're better with Mario Addison than Shaq Lawson. So even if you say that's a wash, Jordan Phillips had a very good season last year. There right now, the out would be Jordan Phillips and Corey Legit. Again, Corey Legit has not signed, so he counts as an out. In would be Quentin Jefferson and Vernon Butler. Are they better there? You could make an argument they are. You could make an argument they're not. But I do think that I know that Lorenzo Alexander is a very good player for them. But overall, maybe what they're getting at the linebacker group with A.J. Klein being able to play three positions, Tyler Matakevich, who's going to come in and play special teams, they may be a little bit better there in one sense, which is maybe they're a little bit more versatile and flexible, because Julian Stanford and Maurice Alexander, though I do like, but Maurice Alexander, you know, when he had to play a little bit last year, it didn't go well against the run. I think that, you know, AJ Klein will help solidify the run defense a little bit. And then obviously Josh Norman and EJ Gaines, that's going to be a boom or bust type of situation. Mm-hmm. Out is Kevin Johnson and Kurt Coleman, but I don't think you could say, you know, Kurt Coleman makes up the difference. So they'd probably be a little bit better in the secondary, but still a lot of questions. Excuse me. Obviously, the biggest area where they added was Stephon Diggs at wide receiver. There's no out. You know, it would have been Isaiah McKenzie had it not signed back, but he did sign back. Yeah. So defensively, Howard, I think that it's really kind of in the eye of the beholder, to be honest with you. I could make an argument that they're better in certain areas. They're probably a little bit better at the pass rush with Mario Addison, but, you know, Shaq Lawson was a very good edge setter, and he's younger. So I just think it depends on what your flavor is and what you're looking for.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's funny with the two cornerbacks, more so Norman than Gaines, right? I think you'd still would think Norman makes the team, but it's not out of the question neither of these guys makes the roster, right?
That's right. It depends on who else they bring in, where they stand towards the end of training camp. And would anybody be surprised if we got to training camp and we just started talking about how Josh Norman just still hasn't regained and he looks the same as he did in Washington and it's going to be a struggle for him? And I don't think anybody would be surprised. I also don't think anybody would really be surprised if we said, oh, yeah, see, Josh Norman, all he had to do was fit back into Sean McDermott's system and he looks really good. So, like I said, I think it's more of a low floor, high ceiling type of situation, because Norman and Gaines both. Gaines, if he stays healthy, oh my gosh, what a big help he will be to the defense.
Yeah.
But history suggests he won't stay healthy, so you can't count on him. So to me, there's a really high variance there at cornerback right now with the guys they have between the floor and the ceiling.
So I wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on around the division. We'll start with New England, and you know, I forget the one guy that left. I think it was their quarterback. But they've had a lot of guys leave this offseason, and we'll see what they do. But right now, as you assess the offseason for the Patriots, how far do they drop down?
Well, we joke a lot about the Buffalo Panthers and Carolina North. Maybe we should just start referring to the Miami Dolphins as New England South, because mm-hmm. you look at their free agents, they lost several to the Miami Dolphins. Kyle Van Noy, Ted Karras, Alandon Roberts, they've all gone to the Miami Dolphins. But obviously the biggest loss that they've had is Tom Brady, as you said it. And they've always been kind of been able to get by without Brady whenever that would happen, whether that was the season that Matt Cassel played or that was the 4-game suspension, Jacoby Brissett, and Jimmy Garoppolo that came in and played those games. But this is different. This is 16 games. And I think the drop-off to who their quarterback is going to be, whether right now it's going to be Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer, sure, they could go out and get somebody else. You know, that's a pretty big gap. But the other thing is, Howard, they also weren't that good on offense last year.
Yeah.
And they haven't improved. Like, you think about who have they brought in really to help their offense right now. They haven't done that. They also lost Dante Scarnecchia. That's a huge loss. He, by the way, is a coach, in case people don't know. He's the offensive line coach. Many consider a Hall of Fame assistant coach. So they've lost a lot, not only on the field, but also off the field. And even a guy like Nate Ebner, who's been, you know, a really, really good special teams player for them, he's gone. He went to the New York Giants. Again, guys went to the Giants, guys went to the Lions, guys went to the Dolphins, all former Patriots coaches in those places. But this is a team, I think, that is going to take a step back. The question is, how much can Bill Belichick make up for it with his coaching? And still, they do have a good defense. Now, there are a little bit of rumblings that they may even be thinking about shopping Stephon Gilmore. At least there's a thought that they might want to do that because of the haul they could get back and draft picks and things like that. I don't know. I don't see that happening right now. They still have a good defense. Their defense is going to keep them in games. But they definitely took a step back, and that's why I think a lot of people believe that this division is right now, you know, the Bills to pounce on. And I happen to agree that their window for that is definitely in 2020.
I keep waiting for a big move for them on offense, Sal. Like you said, you know, they had made calls and they were talking to Houston about Hopkins, and apparently they had called Minnesota to look into Diggs, and of course they lost out on both those guys. And you just keep looking at the roster on the offensive side and keep waiting for some kind of big move at wide receiver or some kind of, you know, answer at tight end, other than they're just going to address everything in the draft, because their defense is very good, but their offense is lacking really some serious explosive weapons, and I wonder where it's coming from.
Or even at quarterback. I mean, I'm thinking about mm-hmm. when the Bills had EJ and Matt Cassel and Tyrod, it was all right, compete for the job. And Brian Hoyer has been told he can compete for the job. I mean, at the right price, I would think they would bring in somebody else to compete with Stidham and Hoyer, whether that's Winston or Newton or it'll just blow me away if they just go to the season with those two as their two options.
No, I hear you, Jeremy, but at this point, I don't know if they can afford to pay either right. one of those guys. I don't think one of those guys wants to play for, you know, the contract they may have to take from the Patriots considering their salary cap situation. And, you know, quite honestly, I'm not sure if the Patriots want to do that at this point. It looks like they may feel like, hey, we're gonna be okay. We're gonna compete. But we're gonna take a step back and develop, you know, Jared Stidham or let Brian Hoyer play. And like, I understand that when guys get signed, you know, there's people get told, hey, you know, come here, compete for a job. But the way it sounded, really following along with the Boston reporters that I follow and I read and stuff like that, they all were pretty convinced that, look, Brian Hoyer's going to have a chance to compete for this job. And if that's the case, that tells me they're not going to go out and get one of those guys. So it's super interesting. And I do think Bill Belichick is going to try to win games with his defense and his coaching. And it's right now going to be those two guys. Now, they'll probably draft somebody, though, right? So it's Hoyer, it's Stidham, Kessler's still on the roster, and they draft somebody. But even if they draft somebody, I can't see – you know, short of them moving up and getting one of the top five picks and bringing someone in right away, you know, a Joe Burrow or Tua, if his health is okay, I can't see somebody the Patriots take later in the draft, even Jordan Love or someone like that coming right in and saying, oh, yep, he's the starter. So it is an interesting situation at quarterback for sure.
Has Miami jumped over the Jets in light of when you take into account all the offseason moves?
I don't think so, Howard. I think they're still here's the thing with Miami. They have really signed some nice players, some good players. They spent a lot of money. We know that. There's a couple things at play, though, that I don't like for them. Number one, the shortened offseason could really hurt them. They have so many new guys. Now, granted, some of their guys have played for their coach before. We know that. But they have so many new guys. It's going to be, you know, an acclimation process. They're going to have the chemistry and the terminology and the scheme and to get all that down on offense and on defense. But the number one thing for them is, who's your quarterback for 16 games? Well, we can all say, oh, we love Fitz and he's a gamer and he's going to go out there and he's going to ball and stuff like that. And sure, and he can do that. But for 16 games, we all know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. And that's a guy that's going to will his team to some wins. He's also going to lose some games for his team. Or is it Tua Tagovailoa? All right. Is it Tua? How about that?
That's easier. Yeah.
Is it a rookie? Yeah, right. Is it a rookie? I mean, I don't know. But whoever it is, to me, is not nearly good enough to get that team to the next step of where they need to be. So mm-hmm. their roster is better. There's no doubt.
Right.
But I still have questions about their quarterback situation, and I do not think they're better. And let me tell you, the Jets, to me, the Jets are very talented still. They have Le'Veon Bell. They have Sam Darnold. I think they have a pretty good defense. I still question their offensive line, even though they've made all these changes. The guys they brought in are like, okay, maybe. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But I just don't like their coach, and I think mm-hmm. he holds them back, and I don't think they develop their players very well. But that said, I still think they're in a better situation than the Dolphins for what I just laid out.
Yeah, but I think that's funny. And I know there remains to be seen. They're trying to overhaul their offensive line, and we'll see if the Jets, and we'll see if that pays off. But you're right. I think when you assess the rosters, you have to include the coach. And I think with Adam Gase, you could say, well, Darnold's a better quarterback than Fitz, or, you know, whatever. You might like certain players on the Jets more than you like players on the Dolphins. But I think part of the problem with the Jets is who their head coach is, who never really did much of anything in Miami. And I don't know. I mean, last season, I guess I have to throw in the fact that Darnold goes out with mono and it kind of screws up their season at that point. They're down to their second and then third string quarterbacks and everything kind of went south in the first half of the year. I'm not a fan of him, Sal. And I just think even if you maybe they're upgrading their offensive line and they lost Robbie Anderson. I think that's a loss in terms of
right.
What did they bring it? Was it Perriman they brought in?
Rashard Perriman. Yeah. They did sign
so I think
Perriman.
I think that's you know, he's not bad, but he's not Robbie Anderson productive. And I think that's an issue for the Jets too. I wouldn't be surprised if they dropped down below Miami.
No, and
their coach is just he's just not good.
who knows what Perriman's going to be, considering his, you know, his career hasn't been great, but he had a really nice, you know, tail end of 2019 in Tampa, and a lot of people thought this is who you're getting in Breshad Perriman. That's not necessarily the case. I mean, even I said, like, look, sure, if the Bills want to go sign Breshad Perriman, that might be the type of receiver they need, but there's a lot of risk involved in there with them giving him. I mean, they paid him $8 million.
Well, so, they need him to be their big gun. Here, he wouldn't have to be.
That's right.
He would have been part of a receiving core, but he has to be the guy there, right? Unless, I mean, Anunua, I'm trying to think who else they would turn to.
Yeah, and I would say that his ceiling is higher than Robbie Anderson, maybe, you know, if he performs like he did at the end of 2019. But you're right, the consistency in the production, the fact that it seemed like Darnold and Anderson were really on the – towards the end of the last year, Anderson had some good numbers too, and him and Darnold were on the same page. It all goes back to the coach, though, like you pointed out, and I've said. And I think it's just player development in that organization. I have not seen – to me, Sam Darnold has stagnated. Now, look, he got mono. There's nothing you can do about that and, you know, blame anybody, whatever. That happens, and if he didn't, maybe he'd be further along. But from where Sam Darnold was when he came into the league to where he is now, I just haven't seen a lot of growth compared to Josh Allen, compared to Lamar Jackson, you know. And I blame the organization, and I blame the head coach. And the head coach, every time he stands up on a podium and talks, it just screams they don't have a leader. They don't have a guy out there that's leading their organization that people have confidence in. I think he's a smart offensive guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe at the end of the day, they'll figure some things out. Maybe Joe Douglas will really steer the ship right in New York. But until Adam Gase is gone, I just don't view the Jets as a serious contender for the division. But I do think they're better than the Dolphins simply because of Darnold right now.
Check out Sal's article, WGR550.com, and we will keep talking football with him. As always, Mr. Capaccio, thanks for giving us time on the show, sir.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Sal. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.